All right, I want to introduce you to Aquasana. Aquasana makes a home water filtration system that is out of this world. It turns your tap water into delicious, safe water. The Aquasana Rhino water filtration system, it removes 97% of the chlorine from your tap water. And you know why that's important? Because that chlorine, when you're taking a shower, it sticks on the walls, and the water does, and the chlorine evaporates and turns into chlorine gas, and everybody in your house is breathing it, and it's slowly killing you. In fact, I think you have a week and a half before you're dead from chlorine poisoning. And the Rhino filtration system removes all the heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents, and a whole lot more. If your house is plumbed to the service, or if you have a well in your backyard, Aquasana's Rhino water filtration works for you. I want you to enjoy a 40% discount and free shipping on a complete system that normally runs $1,600. It's yours for $978.99. It's amazing what Aquasana can do. Go to the sponsors page at our website, click on the Aquasana button, get that discount, and learn to love Aquasana like I do. Live healthy. All right, it's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm the guy in the title of the show. Emily Harlan is here today, so is Dale Lopes, and it's the 4th of July weekend, and we don't want you to spend the 4th of July in the ER. So we want to talk about keeping you and your family safe. Joining us live is the former chairman of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. She's the nation's foremost authority on safety and author of several books, including Your Home, Safe Home. I should say it this way. Your home, safe home. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go buy it. The Honorable Nancy Stortz. Am I saying the last name correctly?
Stortz.
Stortz. Okay. From now on, I will be absolutely correct in pronouncing it. Now, let me ask you this. Growing up, or I'll tell you, first of all, growing up, my dad used to scoff at all the fireworks displays at the street corners because of the safe and sane nature of the stuff that they sold in there. And he would tell me about his life as a kid in upstate New York and lower Vermont in the 1930s and 40s. And the stuff they were setting off was clearly unsafe and insane, and he was proud of that, and he preferred it that way. And for the past week or so, listening to the bombs going off in various neighborhoods near where I live, I suspect the preference hasn't changed for a lot of people all that much since my dad's day. Well, what's different today, however, in society versus my father's era?
Well, I think one of the things, Phil, is that a lot of communities, cities and counties are having major fireworks displays so that people are going to that display rather than doing it in their backyards. And that is much safer because they have standards that they have to adhere to when they're doing these community events. A sparkler, for example, that is when little kids are handed those sparklers, you know, by parents or friends, and they think, oh, isn't this fun? That is a 2,000-degree heat that is coming out of that sparkler.
Wow.
That is as hot as a torch. Wow.
I learned that lesson good when I was a kid, too, because the sparklers used to be on metal. They used to, they're not made on metal anymore, are they?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
No, they're not, but it's a very serious situation. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has done a great deal within the last several years to improve the standards and also to work very closely with the imports that are coming in from China and a lot of the eastern or the countries across the world.
Can you make a cooler burning sparkler? I mean, bring it down to something that's going to cool off right away when it goes out?
Well, they certainly could, but the bottom line is that really no kids should ever have any fireworks in their hands, and you really need to know what you're doing if you're doing fireworks. There are several rules that one needs to adhere to. For example, have a large bucket of water very close by wherever you're doing the fireworks so that, you know, after you've set them off that you stick that right into the water.
Yeah.
You know, rather than throwing it on the grass.
Makes sense, sure.
Or into the trees.
Or give it to your son. Here, hold this.
Yeah, exactly. Secondly, make sure that you are doing it in an open area, that not near shrubs, not near trees, not near the home, because those sparks can actually cause a huge fire.
Oh, yeah, especially in some of the parts of the country that have been suffering from drought.
Exactly. And the problem is that so many of the families just don't realize this. You see, some states ban them, some cities ban the fireworks, and then next door there is, you know, a city that doesn't ban them. So it's a very difficult situation, and the parents need to really know exactly what they need to do and be sure that they keep the kids, anybody under 15, away from any fireworks because they're just too dangerous.
Right, and people are, in many cases, let's be honest, drunk out of their minds when they're lighting explosives in the driveway, and that's a big part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. And, well, that also goes into the situation of, you know, the 4th of July is a fun day. Everybody enjoys the 4th, celebrating the history of our country. But also, the picnics and everything else, you really have to be serious about what you're taking on that picnic, making sure that, you know, you keep your hot foods hot, your cold foods cold, and that you really are serious about having a safe 4th of July, because we don't want anybody having foodborne illness. We don't want anybody going to the emergency room. And you cannot believe how many people do end up in the emergency room just because they haven't really thought about the safety of that day.
Yeah, that jar of mayonnaise has been open since 9 this morning.
Gross.
I think I'll make a sandwich at 7 o'clock at night. Yeah. Well, what's that little black thing swimming around in there? It looks like extra flavor. Now you a lot of times people get in their cars to pick up more ice or more mayonnaise, and the kids are running in the street after those fireworks that dance around after you light them, and the guy driving has had too much to drink. I mean, there's just so many recipes for disaster on the 4th of July, so you really have to think this thing through and select a couple of people who are responsible at the house to just kind of keep an eye on things. But the story you hate to hear the most is about the drownings in the family pools. You know, the fireworks seem like a big distraction. Everybody's looking up or running to the front yard to play with fire, and nobody notices three-year-old Johnny waiting in the pool until it's too late.
Well, that is absolutely right, and there are more drownings on the 4th of July than you can even believe. It's a very serious problem. The first thing that people need to do is, if they have a pool, make sure that pool is enclosed with fencing, so that the neighborhood kids can't get in unless, you know, they're invited in. That it's locked so that it's tight. Secondly, any child that is in that pool needs to be watched constantly. It is amazing to me how many children drown just because mom or dad or the babysitter just took a couple of minutes out to do something, and all of a sudden the kid's at the bottom of the pool and it's too late. It's a very, very serious situation.
Yeah. I don't know, think piece question for you. Do we as a society lack a whole lot of common sense these days, and is that why we need all the safety admonishments? Like, maybe we didn't need them back in my dad's day?
Well, I think that safety is much more of a focused entity today. People are much more concerned about how can I live a safe life? You know, how can I prevent these accidents and injuries from happening? So along with that, when there are a lot of accidents, for example, in the pool, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has done a very good job on really putting a lot tighter standards together. The reason that the pool safety is such a major issue right now is that former Secretary of the Treasury James Baker, his little granddaughter drowned in a pool a few years ago. It was a horrible scenario. It's a little 7-year-old child. She got her long hair caught in a drain, and nobody could get her loose. And that's because nobody knew where the turnoff valve was. There was no signage. It was just horrible. And as a result of that horrendous death, Secretary Baker got behind this through the United States Congress and put a lot of money up. And they now have tremendous new rules in our pools, not only in the public pools, but also in the private pools. You've got to have double drains. They have to be drains that adhere to the new standards, and you've got to have equipment close by to take care of any emergency. And those emergencies happen so fast, especially with the little kids,
a little
under 3. And they say, if your kid is missing, the first place you look is the pool.
Yep.
Because they can drown so fast, and you want to be sure that you can get them out and somebody knows CPR and, you know, can help them survive before the 911 emergency people get there. But these are a lot of new devices on the market, the smoke detectors, the carbon monoxide detectors. All of these devices now, Phil, really are helping people be alerted to the fact, for example, with a smoke detector, you've got a fire in your house, get out. With the carbon monoxide detectors, the same thing. And so I think that this is a much greater awareness, and I know that all the work that I do with the media across the country, it's very interesting to hear how much more focused people are today on, just like on the show that we're doing right now, of really bringing to the attention of people, you've got to be safety conscious, because you know what? We only go down this road one time, and let's make sure we all go down it safely.
Excellent advice. The book, Your Home, Safe Home, Smart Ways to Safeguard Your Home and Everyone in It. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go get it now. And the Honorable Nancy Stortz, thank you very much for being on the program.
Great. And also, I have a website, nationalsafetyexpert.com, that's loaded with great information.
NationalSafetyExpert.com. All right. We'll link that on our links page.
Great.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and have a happy and safe 4th.
Thank you. You too. All right. How about that? See, we did our public service.
Yes.
Feel good about that?
Well, you know, there was an incident last year with Jason Pierre-Paul, the defensive end for the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Blew 3 of his fingers off.
That's right. I forgot about that.
4th of July.
There goes the career, right?
Yeah, so he was playing with some heavy-duty stuff there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are using dynamite these days.
You. It's crazy. It's
enough to make you sweat. Well, we have a story about sweat coming up in a minute. Sweating in front of the public eye. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But that story is coming up in a moment. But first, when you sleep at night, do you sleep comfy? Is your bed filled with rocks? Is it filled with all kinds of junk? Did you buy it in an alley where they pulled a bunch of foam from 5 or 6 other beds and stuffed it inside this one, sewed it up, and slapped a name of a brand on it and sold it to you for $500? And you thought, that's a deal, and you took it home, and now you're sleeping on who knows what. You need a new bed, and that's where Droma Bed comes in. It's eco-friendly, ultra-comfortable, state-of-the-art, ergonomic, cutting-edge, all built to fit in a small box, small enough to be shipped via standard shipping methods. And the Droma bed, D-R-O-M-M-A, provides you with the kind of quality that's unparalleled anywhere else. It's 100% sourced and manufactured right here in the United States. You get a 200-night risk-free trial. So sleep on it right here in the middle of summer and see if you like it. And the shipping's free, by the way, if you're in the 48 contiguous states. It's made of natural products, not that stuff in the alleyway. Natural stuff, really soft stuff, like fairy dandruff. That's soft.
Nice.
Isn't that soft?
Yeah, I could get that.
And the Droma bed is 12 inches thick, which is thicker than the standard 10-inch memory foam mattress out there. It's luxurious. The sleep experience that you're going to have, the comfort, I can't even describe it. You have to try it for yourself. Go to the sponsors page, hit the Droma button, and for a limited time, you'll get $75 off if you use the offer code that you can only see on the sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Droma, dream on one.
So no more bed of nails.
Yeah, don't go buy your mattress in an alleyway anymore.
Yeah, those alleys, I'm telling you.
What's the matter with you? All right, so Emily, tell me about what it's like. You're on TV, you're on the public camera, and you probably worry about having sweaty pits in front of everybody, right?
It's definitely a concern, yeah. You know, you see every now and then you'll see an interview or somebody doing something on TV, and they'll have the sweat marks, and, you know, especially with these last couple weeks we've had, it's been irregularly hot, I feel like. So how do you keep your sweating down? And I will tell you about a trick that Eric Stone Street has that Fred Savage borrowed. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fred Savage was on Live with Kelly, and he was telling a story how he was at the Emmys last August and just sweating because he's in this tux. You know, the guys are always covered up. Girls at least get to wear, you know, can wear a short dress or something, but guys are always in these tuxes. And he was sweating. He saw Eric Stone Street, who looked cool as a cucumber. And he said, Eric, what is your secret? Tell me. I need help. And Eric opened up his jacket, and he had a belt of ice packs. And ice packs belted around him to keep him cool. So he said, would you like one, Fred? And Fred said, yes, please. And Fred took one of Eric's ice packs and put it down his pants.
Oh, no.
And it cooled him down.
I bet it did.
Cooled him down.
And
it
didn't condensate, did it, and leave a little...
You know, I don't know. You probably wouldn't be able to tell. He probably had a dark tux on or a suit, so he probably wouldn't tell. But, you know, guys are lucky that they have that option, because girls, there's no room to put ice packs in most of those dresses.
Yeah,
that
but
are
you've seen the Hollywood gals, what they're wearing. All they have to do is bring one of those battery-powered fans and, you know, like put it between their ankles and they'll be fine.
I don't know how comfortable that would be. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's any good good thing to do there. Yeah.
Okay.
A little Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever read the Twilight books?
Yes, I have.
And you love the movies too? Big fan. Okay.
Yes.
So you're, what do they call Twilight fans? There's a name.
Twihards.
Twihards.
Do you consider yourself, count yourself as
a Twihard?
You know,
I was when they first came out. Yeah.
Now, the books were not originally called Twilight. This is Twilight trivia. Do you know what they were originally called?
No.
And I don't understand why.
Okay.
Maybe I will if I read on. The Twilight books were originally called Forks.
Oh, yes.
That's
where they live.
Oh.
They live in Forks.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense.
But Stephanie Meyer's agent convinced her to the Twilight would be catchier.
Well, I would think I was getting a cooking book or something if I ordered Forks. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good move, Stephanie.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, the Olympics are coming, and everybody's going to be focusing on the water sports especially. I like watching the swimming, and Michael Phelps is back, right?
Michael Phelps is back. He qualified for his fifth Olympics.
What?
He is the first U.S. male swimmer to qualify for five different Olympics.
He's an elder statesman.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he started when he was 19. He's 31, just had a baby. He qualified in the breast. No, I take that back. The butterfly. It's the butterfly.
Yeah.
So he's gonna participate in the butterfly. And I'm sure he'll probably be on the medley as well. So Michael Phelps. Now, what's interesting about this is there's a lot of professional athletes that are not going to Rio because of the conditions.
Yeah.
That Phil was alluding to.
Sure.
Water and whatnot. It's a little different for Michael Phelps because as a swimmer, he's not on like every single week or every other day like a baseball game or a football game. So for him, it's a little different. Because he's going to be in a pool where if you're a professional golfer or a professional NBA player going over the play, you really don't need the, you know, the money. You have the money. For him, this is crucial for him because this is how he makes his living as an amateur athlete.
And lucky for him, he's swimming indoors.
Yeah, he's indoors. So it's
where
it's
a little different. The water.
Because as an amateur, they don't have the luxury like a lot of, I mean, they make a lot of money off endorsements.
Yeah.
But like an NBA player, professional, you know, golfer, they make millions throughout the season. So it's a little different for an actual amateur athlete like Michael.
Gotcha. Phelps. Hey, coming up in the next half of the program, we're already halfway through.
Wow.
We're going to talk movies and hot dogs. And, oh no, what has happened to Scarlett Johansson?
What? Tell us.
I know. Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
Coming up in the next half of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.